My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's going on, everybody?
What up, what up?
What's up, Gregory?
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Finally.
And it's a good one.
It is. I believe the New England Patriots may have a quarterback. Oh. We will get to that in a minute.
Huh?
Curtis, right off the bat, update on Pudge.
Okay. He's in the ICU. He had emergency surgery yesterday at Angel. But got a call from the doctor around 1 a.m. and haven't heard since, which is good news.
Yeah.
So hopefully they had just some growths on lesions on his liver that caused all these issues.
Oh.
And so they have them sent off to pathology. About 2 hours of surgery yesterday, and yesterday really sucked. But yeah. I'm hopeful that the little guy can come home this weekend. But that's all on that. And I thank everybody that was both you guys and all the listeners, very kind, supportive group of people. So thank you. Pudge is kind of the mascot of the show. So
yes, he is. He is our official dog mascot, and he has the entire Greg Hill Show world rooting for him right now. So we will send, and we're sending good vibes in the direction of Pudge.
Yes, we are very lucky to be in this region for obvious reasons that we saw Tuesday and Wednesday at the Dana-Farber, but also have very good vets. But I don't want to do any more talk on that. It's a nice Friday.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's a great Friday to be a Patriots fan. I got to tell you something. If your guy, Drake No Longer Maybe, is not the starter on week one, then some heads need to roll on one Patriot way.
Welcome aboard, Greg.
I didn't see anything that was, I mean, early on he had the jitters, and there was like a motion that, you know,
those are timing things.
One false start penalty or whatever that first series, I think, or maybe the second. But other than that, he is fleet of foot when he needs to be fleet of foot, Chime.
Which is something we haven't seen here in New England in quite a while.
He can sling the football in every direction. I don't understand. You look at Jacoby Brissett and what he was able to or unable to deliver in that. And I get it. It's preseason, but it's preseason week two. And, you know, week three is a throwaway. So
a throwaway would have been nice in the third and seven. That would have been a good decision by Jacoby instead of throwing it to the other team.
Yeah. It's really about, do you have confidence in Drake May to be able to control and orchestrate the offense the way it needs to be?
Yeah.
It's not about how many yards you throw for. It's about, can you go out there and not have any delay of game penalties? I think, you know, the jitters are not really jitters, but more of like a lack of reps, so he's a little bit unsure, but the more reps he gets, he'll get through that.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that go into being unsure, I'm sure, as a rookie quarterback.
Right.
And that includes the, you know, this amalgam of the West Coast offense or whatever. And the fact that in college, you know, everything is done for you when it comes to calling plays. And I it is. So I don't know. I don't know how you can look at that performance last night and not determine that he has got to be your guy when it comes to the regular season.
All those footwork people, too, they're quiet this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that deep ball he threw to Javon Baker that, you know, if it's Brandon Ayuk, probably gets caught down the middle of the field there. He stepped up in the pocket, slid beautifully. Excellent footwork there. Even a play earlier in the game, I think it was his second series, it was a play-action boot. The boot kind of got blown up, but he swung his hips around, got a great pass off, ended up also drawing a roughing the passer call there. Like, he looked great, and he's decisive. He is not hesitating. Does he look a little, like, tentative when he makes the decision at first? Yeah, but once he commits to the decision, like, it is full go and he's ready to rock.
Yeah, the only thing I would disagree with is decisive. I think on certain plays he is, but that is the best incomplete pass I can remember seeing. The stepping up in the pocket, looking and evaluating the options, throwing an absolute dart, and I just want anybody to provide me an argument as to why this is not Drake May's team.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm waiting to hear the same argument.
I think the only argument that remains could be what's the condition of the offensive line, and are you putting him at some risk of a collapsed head if he's at? But I mean, the same's going to happen with Jacoby Brissett, and then you're going to have to play him anyway.
When Jacoby Brissett gets time, he looks like he gets, like, his feet get jumpy. Another example in one of the early drives of yesterday's game where Jacoby Brissett had a pocket that was formed, and he's just, I don't want to rip on Jacoby Brissett.
He's a backup.
He's a backup. He seems like a really nice guy. Like, I don't want to, I gain nothing from attacking him. No. I watch that and I go, what did Drake May see that he's going to learn that'll make him a better quarterback?
He's a backup.
508 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which you can use anytime during this show and every single show to communicate with us. Question for you, Coach. Do you think that he made that call at the line for the screen pass? Because if he did, that was a great call.
He could have, but unless you're in the offense and you really know, some of that stuff could be window dressing. I think that when you look at his performance, it's more about, okay, even if the line isn't great, he showed that if the pocket breaks down, he has enough athletic ability to get outside the pocket and make some things happen with his legs. So you could say, hey, listen, you could tell him and say, you know, our offensive line isn't great. If you feel like it's breaking down a little bit for you and a lane opens up, get out of there.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the open field, you know, don't try to run people over. Get your yards and get down.
Well, it's encouraging. I will say that, unlike the current state of the Boston Red Sox, are we talking about that, or are we delaying discussing that? I mean, these road trips, this is an important road trip.
Yep.
I get it. The Orioles are theoretically a better baseball team than you are. The Orioles actually went out in the offseason and paid to get some high-profile performing players when it comes to those who are throwing the baseball. But you go down there, you get mollywopped,
right?
And you're now 2.5 games behind the Royals for that third wild card spot.
Right.
So,
and the other thing is that we don't really put into account when we talk about this. Back in the day, if the Red Sox were trying to find their way into the wild card as their goal, they would have been mocked. And now they're 2.5 games out of a wild card that didn't exist back then.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, that's a new era.
I know, but it's just I'll just keep basically reiterating that if they had an extended core, the conversation today is totally different. That was a masterstroke. But
that's what I said at the time.
You were right, Wiggs. And I would also say, do you think Tristan Casas would have helped last night?
I would think he would.
Do you think the people on that roster think Tristan Casas would have helped last night?
Well,
he's hurt,
I mean, also Devers. Devers is in an absolute slump of all slumps. I mean, since the end of July.
Yeah. Right, but if you give him a little more protection, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. All right, well, we got a lot to get to on the show this morning without our queen. our queen has flexed this Friday for yet another friend's wedding or family member or acquaintance or associate. I don't know. She goes to a lot of weddings. She's not in Buenos Aires. She loves weddings. Yeah. And who doesn't?
I feel bad for Santo.
It's free food. It's free booze.
I feel bad for Santo.
Because he has to go to all those things.
Of course.
I know. You know what he's there for? He is there to be the photographer, to take pictures of her. That's why Santo is at these weddings. So.
When you have a wedding coming up and you know like 3 of the 150 people that'll be there, it's in the back of your mind like, oh my God, what time? Like all you're thinking about is the exit strategy.
Right. I don't know. All you're thinking about is there's so many people going to this. Would they miss me if I were a no-show?
Right.
That's
right.
The only thing you're thinking about when it comes to somebody's wedding.
And I got to drive 3.5 hours to
get and write a $300 check. Oh, God. That sounds awful.
I feel bad for the White Raven.
All right. Couple pieces of business before we truly get going this morning, one of which is there is a cluster F which they are trying to clear this morning in the O'Neill Tunnel. There were 5 vehicles which collided with a rather large hunk of concrete that was sitting there unceremoniously in the middle of the O'Neill Tunnel. Apparently, it came off of the back of somebody's boat trailer, which is the boat trailer situation in this country is an absolute affront and danger to people everywhere. I mean, there are dudes that are stuck between them and trying to hold on. There are people that are backing vehicles into boat ramps and being unable to recover their vehicle. So I don't know how that happened, but they are towing those cars out, or at last check, at least they were. So just be aware that it's right by the Purchase Street off-ramp. So just be aware that that may be an issue this morning.
Should we shut the tunnel down for a month?
That's the only one which I think is operational. So we may not want to F with it.
How much traffic do you think there was getting to Gillette last night?
It's preseason.
But it's preseason every year.
I know. I'm going to reserve my judgment until week. When are they home? Week 2? Are they back here week 2? Because they're on the road week 1.
They're in Cincinnati and then they're home for Seattle.
Okay. Oh, and a little bit of breaking news during the game last night. I don't know if they were supposed to let it slip or not, but it appears that Tom Brady will be calling the Pats Dolphins game in week number 5 for CBS. So that's big news. For Fox.
And my guess is maybe that'll be the statue unveiling.
Maybe. Oh, you think so?
Maybe.
Does he have a statue coming?
They announced it at the
They did. They said officially that there's a statue coming.
I mean, I may have been climaxing and not paying close
me?
Enough attention, but I thought on Tom Brady.
I feel like you're the only one who knew about this.
I didn't know it was
official.
I never
heard this.
I like
Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
No, that is good news. This is Walter. Walter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want the game last night. I just don't know how the Patriots, and if they can't see that guy Lowe is probably the worst left tackle. I'm 62 that I've ever seen in my life. It's like, how you, like, Bakhtiari's out there, like the guy Leo, whatever, from that used to play from Washington. Either one of them, even on their worst day, are better than this guy. And you heard the whole game, the McCourty's and them saying, yeah, he's been the steadiest guy. How is that steady?
Well,
I defer to Wiggs.
I defer to Wiggs on things like this.
Yeah, he actually
played the game.
That's scary, bro.
I mean, I don't know. That offensive line is a disaster.
I would just move Michael Owenu to right tackle because he's proven that he could play there before and he's done a good job. You put City Sal at guard. Obviously, Andrews at center. Who's the other kid? The kid from Washington looks like is your left tackle.
That's who the caller was talking about.
No,
Darian
Kane
Lowe.
Wallace.
No.
Chuck's Okorafor.
Yeah, Okorafor. And then figuring out what your left guard is going to be because of Cole Strange.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Think like that. That's what I would do to shore up the tackle positions. Yeah. Awenu, and then Okorafor on the other
side. But I mean, if you can't block, and somebody said this on the game last night, mm-hmm. if you can't block, then you can't run the offense.
Yeah,
that is a giant remaining issue for quick, this football team.
Quick passing game. If your O-line struggling, screens, quick passing games, we saw some of that out to the wide receiver. Mm. You know, maybe slow down that defensive line where they have to think about, okay, they're going to be getting the ball out of their hands quickly, and that helps out the O-line.
And it's going to be helping when Drake May is able to, I don't know, run for 5 yards when a play breaks down, because then the DNs have to play more contain and can't just aggressively run at him.
And Robert Kraft announced that there would be a 12-foot statue on Tom Brady night.
Okay.
Oh, all okay. Right. All right. Well, 12 feet?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big one.
That's a good size.
Size matters.
All right. On today's show, leads in 10 minutes or so. Mm. Okay? And then we will get to They Said It at 7. That's a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports. The news at 7:30, including why taking the same vehicle to couples therapy was a bad idea for a Minnesota couple. And unfortunately, one is in jail this morning. So we'll get to that during the news. I have the unfortunate obligation of delivering not one, but two audio eulogies for legendary 80s rockers that we lost yesterday, Sean. So please remind me about that during this morning show. And then, after last night and preseason game number 2 for the New England Patriots, we will be joined by Jelani Tavai.
Nice play last night by Tavai.
Yeah, he was. It seems like they're pretty good with him. He was in there for just a little bit.
Yeah.
And, had a nice little
pass defense down by the goal line.
On the wheel route, yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, you know what you are defensively. I think kind of you know where everybody's kind of playing.
I mean,
did
you miss Judon?
You're going to miss his production. Let's not get it twisted. You're going to miss his production, but now you're going to have other guys, like whether it's Josh Uche, Anthony Jennings.
Keon White looked good last night.
Yeah, those guys are going to have to be more productive because you're losing a guy who's a double-digit sack guy. So are you able to replace that production?
And can we just say that the Patriots handled this Judon thing pretty well?
Yeah.
That Mayo was handed a crappy hand by his front office that they didn't deal with this. Judon tried to make a spectacle. He did for a couple days.
Yeah.
And then they didn't reward the behavior by giving him this massive extension, which I think would have been a mistake.
Yeah.
And they got a third-round pick for him.
Yeah.
I mean, all in all, I mean, it's been chaotic, but I think they handled that pretty well.
Yeah. Well, they got a third-round pick for him, and the Falcons did not even get a new deal with him. He was playing out the one-year, $6.5 million deal down there.
Are they going to work on it?
I think he probably hopes they are.
Yeah. So that'll be a good thing to. Yeah. I think Curtis might have said yesterday. It will be a good thing to see what the Falcons do. Like, are they going to wait and do it, or are they going to give him a little bit of bread?
All right. Well, Jelani Tavai at 9:30 on this morning's show. But right now, in Courtney's absence, here is the professor. And what is trending this morning?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now, brought to you by Time Out Market. The Patriots dropped their second preseason game to the Philadelphia Eagles last night, 14-13. Jacoby Brissett started the game for the Pats, going 3 of 7 for 17 yards and an interception. Drake May came in. He went 6 for 11 for 47 yards, added a rushing touchdown into the mix as well. One more preseason tilt left for the Pats against the Commanders a week from Sunday. The Red Sox lose another as they drop this one to the Orioles 5-1. Nick Pivetta gets the loss here, allowing 3 runs on 5 innings, striking out 6. Sox and Orioles go again tonight, first pitch 7:10, with Cooper Criswell on the mound for your Boston Red Sox opposite Corbin Burns. You can hang out with John Lyons at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And in some NCAA news, Notre Dame has suspended its men's swimming program for at least 1 year after an external review found members of the team violated NCAA rules by wagering among themselves on results of their competitions and failed to, quote, treat one another with dignity and respect, end quote.
Let me just tell you, every family member of the Notre Dame swimming and diving team is secretly really happy today that they don't have to go to those god-awful meets.
Curtis's vendetta against swimming and diving teams might be one of my favorite underlying storylines.
If you want to see where I developed this existence, go to the Blodgett Pool at Harvard every day for 15 years.
How old were you? Like 9, 10?
No, like 4.
Like 4.
My mom would have to drive us from Dover to Harvard Square at 3:30 every day. For my sister's stupid diving practice.
For the iPads. I know.
Nothing. We were like playing Monopoly and going to the bus stop pub.
What is it with the swim teams, though? Same thing over at Boston College, right?
They had a hazing issue, wasn't it?
Well, you said they were not treating each other with respect.
One another with dignity and respect.
So I didn't know you could bet on college swimming?
No, well, it's not.
They were doing it among themselves.
It wasn't on apps or anything.
Oh, okay.
A lot of Notre Dame people like to do the BC gambling jokes. Well, the joke's on you now, people.
Trending Now was brought to you by Time Out Market. Time Out Market, nestled in the Fenway, is your destination every Sunday in August for Noche Latina. Every Sunday night at 6 p.m., DJ Snacks will spin the hottest Latina beats. Time Out Market is the Fenway's largest salsa and bachata dance party. Don't miss the fun. Visit timeoutmarketboston.com.
That's pronounced Noche Latina.
Sorry. No say Latina?
No say Latine.
I will head to Buenos Aires as Curtis gives you the weather.
It was a bad note for Jacoby Brissett, but it's going to be a nice weekend here. 63 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Afternoon high, 78 in the great city of Austin.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.